So today on Stray FM's Business Hub, we're talking about an area that I think people don't often know enough about. I would consider myself in that category as well. We're talking about HR. And here from Impact HR, I have Linda. Hello, Linda.
Hello.
So tell me a little bit about you and Impact HR and where are you based and what do you do?
Right. Well, I've been in HR or associated to HR for well over 40 years now. But for the last 10 years, I've been running my own business. And what Impact HR does is we help the employer through the headache of dealing with their employees. Of course, employment law is written to protect employees, not to protect employers. And so there isn't a level playing field. What you really need to do is to make sure that you deal with the employees totally fairly so that then you can avoid any potential employment tribunal claims that employees can put in.
So you're helping then employers in what could be described as a bit of a minefield, really, isn't it? And as you go into business because you love the area that you're in business of, but all the other sides of running a business must just seem like a minefield, really complicated.
Exactly. If you're a small business owner, you've got to have a hat on where you're the finance director, the HR director, the production director and everything. And you've got to be everything to everybody. And you can't possibly do that. It's an impossible task for a small business owner to be able to complete all those things. But the law expects you to be an expert in HR in the same way as they expect you to fill all your tax returns in properly and all those sorts of things. So HR is really essential to help you run your business. If you have even one employee, you can have a problem.
What's one of the most popular things that someone will come to Impact HR and say, oh, please help me, Linda, I've got this problem?
The problem that we get faced with more than anything else is absence. Whether it's so-and-so hasn't been coming into work for the last week, we've no idea what's happened to them, or so-and-so different person might take every Monday off because they've got Mondayitis, or every Friday off because they get paid on a Thursday, so they have Friday off to spend their wages, those sorts of things. And people like that are quite difficult to deal with. And you need to be quite firm as an employer and make sure that you actually get from them. I would say out of every 10 queries, probably 8 are about absence.
Really?
Others, things that where an employee's done something wrong.
I presume then, Linda, if we're talking about absence, so people either they are just taking some well-deserved rest all too often, or maybe they are poorly, or whatever the reason is that somebody isn't there, I guess the obvious answer seems, OK, well, sack 'em. That's the immediate answer, isn't it? But that could actually get somebody into a lot of trouble.
It certainly could. One of the problems at the moment is that it isn't quite recent that employment tribunal fees have been abolished. So therefore, any employee who is dismissed, they believe unfairly, has got the option to take the employer to employment tribunal. And, you know, even if you win the case as an employer, you still have a load of costs attached to that. And it's very unlikely that the tribunal system would actually allow you to claim those costs from an employee who was unsuccessful in their claim.
That could end their business, couldn't
yes,
it?
Yes, an unfair dismissal claim can net as much for the employee as really up to £60,000-£70,000.
Gosh.
It's an awful lot of money.
So what would your advice be then if there's somebody who is a business owner and as you said, they have to wear every single hat, they have to be every single part of that business, particularly when you're first starting. What would your advice be about HR, which stands for human resources, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, absolutely,
yeah?
Yes.
I was thinking, we've not even said what HR stands for. Yeah, human resources. What would your advice be to some of those business managers or owners?
Well, I think the thing to do is Impact HR publish loads of guidance documents and so on. We can supply those guidance documents to employers, so we can just sell them the documents so that they don't have to spend a lot of time with things, or we can offer them a sort of complete service where we'll just do everything for them, including right from the beginning where they've got an employee, actually starting that employee off, going through induction training, all those sorts of things, almost managing the employee on their behalf, but not quite that, but almost that, but certainly looking after all HR aspects of that employment, right through from the beginning, right through to when the employee leaves.
So it's kind of a whole breadth of different services then, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Even having, like you say, the, you know, printed out documents, just trying to find that on the internet. And I imagine the laws are different, what, in different countries compared to different industries?
Yes, the laws in Europe, of course, are fairly similar across Europe, although they're a little bit different in other European countries. I know we're not going to be in Europe for that much longer, but the laws in some European countries are a little bit different from us. But we've got a knowledge of European employment law as well as UK employment law.
So
if any employer needs to, let's say, recruit a self-employed subcontractor agent in Belgium, we can help with something like that.
Well, the first step then is for somebody to find you. So Impact HR, if they Google you or find you online?
Yes, if they Google Impact HR, E-M-P-A-C-T-H-R, then they'll find us. Our website is actually impact.biz.